Hi, Robbo. How are you going?
You're looking a bit sort of under the weather. You look like you've been dashing around. What's going on?
I am exhausted. This week is crazy for us. We're hosting the first regional gin gala on Saturday.
Ms.
Batterhams. So we've got 240 people coming through the venue. Customers at different stages, not all together. I see that look in your eye thinking restrictions. Rhiannon, I'm on to them.
Yes.
We're doing three sessions. It's a sellout event, and we've got eight distilleries from all the way from sort of Woodend through to Mildura.
Fantastic. So. I went up to one in Echuca a while back, and they had the paddle comes out with all the various tastes and, you know, don't have a mixer with this one and try. It was terrific.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be there on Saturday, Echuca Distillery.
And yet, you know, I can remember as a wee kid, anybody who drank too much gin was normally just a very, very depressed person, you know? That's what they used to say.
No, it's very trendy now, Robbo.
I know. I have to get with it.
But we can't talk gin this week. We should talk gin next week.
We will.
Okay. Done.
Yeah. Let's talk coffee. We alluded to this last week when we were chatting. Now, to be honest, I drink a lot of coffee, but I'm quite happy with a...
don't you dare say...
Instant.
No.
Yeah, with sugar or no sugar or milk or no milk. However, I love a really good coffee as well.
Yeah.
And after living overseas where they made, generally speaking, terrible coffee, it's so good to be back in Victoria. And I tell you what, some great coffee in Bendigo.
We're doing really great coffee in Bendigo now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing it for a while, I've got a top 10 for you.
Okay. Just before we look at that, the other thing I always find interesting with coffee, though, and we seem to have ignored it in Australia, is the fact that there are much more strict rules overseas in terms of if you order a cappuccino after midday in Italy, they look at you askance.
Yeah. No milk after midday is the rule.
Yeah. That's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you know that, but when you're in Italy as well, you actually pay more for your coffee if you choose to sit down as opposed to standing up.
I tell you, I just stood up in so many cafes and drank so many espressos when I was over there. I have been buzzing 24/7, but it was terrific. Yeah. All right, so top 10 in Bendigo.
This is hard. I really struggled with a top 10 because there's so many fabulous. So I feel like I could have done a top, 20 or 30 for
I'm
you.
Sure,
but
you could have, yeah.
Yeah, but there's, so I'm just going to go quick. I'm going to go like snap, top 10.
And no correspondence will be entered into. If you happen to be running a coffee shop and you're listening to this, we're not saying your coffee's bad. We're just saying this is Ree's top 10.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
From 10 to 1.
Here we go. Well, I think I got to put 10 Brewhouse because they were kind of the first people to the party and they make their own coffee. They make their own beans. So then I'm going to go with Grounded. They just opened. They're on top of View Street.
Yeah.
Percy and Percy, they do an amazing coffee. They've also got an amazing kind of cool setup.
Yeah.
I love them. Bendigo Corner Store and Spring Gully General Store. Same owners.
Yes.
Same coffee.
Yeah, great.
Same fabulousness going on.
Lovely.
Old Green Bean. They've been doing it a while. They've got new owners, but they're doing a great, great coffee.
Okay.
Peachy. This is like your window in a wall kind of coffee. It's on the corner. There's always a good vibe. There's lots of people around doing some fabulous stuff. And Pogo.
Mm-hmm.
Pogo on that little, opposite the fountain kind of area. It's got a special name. I don't know it.
Yeah, I know. Well, Pogo, I know there's one of the girls from work here. That's where she always goes.
Yes.
And I've been there on a number of occasions. Really like that stuff.
Well, they've gone very Italy because they've got the little stand-up bar out the front now.
Oh, okay.
So I think you should like – I reckon you should try that out, Robbo.
Yeah.
Get Naked Espresso Bar. They were like the first, I reckon, espresso or coffee bars to take off in Bendigo. So I think they definitely deserve a mention.
Yep.
El Gordo, that little laneway coffee.
Right.
And my favourite, this is where I go. I go to Hygge.
Right. Okay.
I just love their coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And they also do a very mean, I know we're not talking coffee, but we're talking sort of coffee food, coffee scroll. Amazing coffee scroll. Melt in your mouth.
Ooh.
It's fabulous.
Don't talk food
time.
I mean, in the corner, I've got my little pot of fruit that normally kids have and my ham and cheese sandwich. So, that's all you get here.
But that's all you need, really.
I know it's Let's Eat, but it's eat and drink, all things food, what have you. So today, coffee. Next week,
gin.
Hey.
Let's talk gin. I like it.
Ree, great to see you. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Excellent. Thanks, Robbo. Bye.
Cheers.